Checking in now with our good friend from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caribou joins us as the Packers and Lions are set to square off Sunday night for the second time in 4 weeks. The coverage at 5 o'clock on Sunday, 7:20 the kick on K107.1. Brian, two times in 4 weeks we got to play the Detroit Lions, and over the years the two teams not liking each other very much, and this seems to be where there's a rivalry between Packers fans and Bears fans, and there's a rivalry between Packers fans and Vikings fans. This actually seems to be a rivalry of Packers players and the Lions players. They just don't like each other.
Yeah, you know, you go back to last year, that Thanksgiving game where Ndamukong Suh stomped on Evan Dietrich Smith. That seemed to really amp up the rivalry a little bit. And, you know, it's an NFC North game. All division games are important no matter what, no matter who the opponent is. And, yeah, the Packers will be looking for a win on Sunday.
The Packers basically ended the Lions season earlier this year. The Lions kind of needed to win that game to stay relevant, and the Packers beat them 24-20 in Detroit. So the Lions now sitting, I believe, at 4-8, a three-game losing streak, three home losses in a row. They've just been very good at blowing games lately, the Detroit Lions. But they're going to want to come up here to Lambeau and knock them off. Do they have a chance to do that? I know the Packers are pretty banged up. Let's focus on that first, the many injuries the Packers have. I mean, before the Packers try to beat the Lions, they got to learn not to beat themselves injury-wise. There's just so many of them, Brian.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, actually, how the Lions, though, how even though they have a 4-8 record or whatever it is, they've been competitive in almost every game, so they are a dangerous team. As far as the injuries go, yeah, the Packers not looking a whole lot better than they have the past several weeks. You know, last week they did get the return of Greg Jennings, but it was, like, nullified because then Jordy Nelson goes out, their other star wide receiver, and it looks as if he'll miss this game, and he's joined by a whole bunch of other names, notably, of course, the two stars on the defensive side of the field, Clay Matthews and Charles Woodson. You know, Charles Woodson, you're probably hearing reports, he's practiced this week, but the Packers still looking like they're going to hold him out until the big game next week against Chicago, who's, also looking for first place in the NFC North. So the Packers need to get healthy. Not exactly going to happen this week, but, you know, going to have to do without him.
How healthy do the Packers need to get? Well, they went out and got Ryan Grant, a running back that we're quite familiar with. He spent some time in Green Bay, had some success, but it just seemed like Ted Thompson didn't want to bring him back this year, going to Cedric Benson, sticking with Alex Green, waiting for James Starks to come back. Well, James Starks looks like he's going to be out a while, if not the rest of the season. So he, you know, kind of hung his head a little bit and dialed up Ryan Grant's number. Is there something about Ryan Grant that I just don't understand why he didn't want him back, A, and B, well, he's back now, he better perform, you know?
Yeah, the Packers had several opportunities to sign Ryan Grant before the season, during the season. You know, this is like their fourth option, probably. And, you know, I could understand, you know, at the time before the season started, back during training camp, that they signed, you know, Cedric Benson ahead of Ryan Grant. It turned out to be, you know, you got to look at the injury now and, you know, look in hindsight. But, I mean,
yeah.
Cedric Benson was doing pretty good until that injury. And now that the Packers have Ryan Grant, it looks like he'll play on Sunday. Probably not a lot. They'll probably ease him back in action. It's been a long time since he's played. He's got to catch up on all the nuances that have changed in the Packers offense since he last played. Probably, you know, he's not going to take him long, but probably a little few things here and there. So he'll probably play a little bit, and then his role will grow a little bit more and more as each week goes on.
Packers and the Lions, 5 o'clock on Sunday night, the coverage, and 7:20, the kickoff. Wayne and Larry back on that one for you. We're talking with Brian Caribou right now, previewing the big game from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, the Packers knocked off the Lions 24-20 a couple of weeks ago. Personally, I would envision a kind of close game again. You expect Calvin Johnson to get his 280-some yards that he always seems to cut up the Packers for. At the end of the game, Packers more points than the Lions? What are you thinking?
Yeah, you know, I think the Packers can do this. I'm kind of the impression that no game is going to be pretty until maybe they get some of these guys back, like Clay Matthews especially. So, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see the Packers struggle to get by the Lions, much like they struggled to get by the Vikings last week. So, you know, kind of the same thing, maybe a 24-21 type of game. It's just looking that way. And, trying to contain Kelvin Johnson is going to be tough. The Packers might have back this week Sam Shields, though. Still kind of waiting for official word on that. So that could some help in the secondary could certainly help them there.
Well, we will find out what happens, and then we'll wrap it up with you, Brian, on Monday. Again, Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Give me some numbers. Give me a prediction.
Yeah, 24-21.
All right.
Packers win.
All right. Brian Caravu. Hey, we'll check in with you again on Monday.
Perfect. Sounds good.